And Dyer grew up in Mildura, and he spent many years travelling and working in the Australian outback, and he has just won the National Prize for Rural Writing from the Australian Council of Agricultural Journalists. Nathan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole. How are you going?
I'm not bad. Your winning entry was about the Ord River Irrigation Scheme in the Kimberley. What made the idea a winning piece of journalism?
I lived up there for the last 6 years. I've just moved back to Melbourne in the last 12 months. But after 6 years up there, I could see that the scheme had a lot of potential. It's very famous. People have heard of it all over Australia. It's copped a lot of bad press. Back in 72 is when they finished the Big Ord Dam, Lake Argyle. I'm sure a lot of your listeners, if they've been to Kimberley, have probably seen it. It's 1,000 square kilometres. It's a huge body of water, but they only irrigate 14,000 hectares of country. And I suppose for Victorian listeners, that's probably not a lot when you look at the size of the farms in the Wimmera and the Mallee.
Now, probably been listening to some of our conversations. You've just won the Australian Star Prize for Rural Writing from the Australian Council of Agricultural Journalists. What inspired you to be a journalist and to head to regional Australia to write?
Well, I got my first gig at the Kimberley Echo, which is the little newspaper in Kununurra, which is a town up in the Kimberley.
What was your job then?
Well, I was the journalist. So with a lot of the small newspapers, that means I was the photographer, the editor and the journalist, and I wrote the news pages, the entertainment pages and the sports pages.
You were a jack of all trades, I think.
Yeah, but what inspired me really to get into it was I was working in Indigenous development up through the Kimberley and Indigenous development's pretty much followed purely by negative stories. And I was playing football up there. I had a lot of Indigenous mates, and I could see a lot of great news stories. That really inspired me to get into journalism and see if I could change, I suppose, some of the perceptions in a small town, whether that was naive or not. But I started writing a lot of positive Indigenous stories in the local newspaper, and, I thought that was a way of making a difference.
Tell me one which has stuck with you, Nathan.
Just some of the young blokes up there who are having a go on the mines. And a lot of the boys I played football with never drank. They had jobs, and they didn't fit the stereotype that I think the rest of Australia sees of Northern Australia's Indigenous population. So, probably a mate that works out on the mines, probably earning $100,000 a year. Yeah, doesn't drink, one of the best footballer players I've ever seen, got a great young family, and, just a genuinely top Aussie.
And, in so many corners of Australia, that same man would walk into, some sort of retail outlet, a petrol station, whatever, and be immediately stereotyped as someone who has a drinking problem or who is going to cause trouble.
Yeah, that's right,
and that's the injustice of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was my inspiration to write the stories of these people that are just everyday Aussies doing the right thing and having a crack, and it's very rewarding to meet a lot of people. I suppose as a journalist, that's what we can do if we're honest and if we have an affinity for people, we can really get very positive stories out there.
You're now based in Melbourne, a pretty different life to the outback.
Yeah, I just spent the last fortnight up in Kununurra, a trip back up there for an assignment, and it was 38 degrees every day and back to Melbourne. So life's taken a fairly drastic change, but, there's a lot of good things in Melbourne. It means I can get back to, I suppose, my rural Victorian roots. I grew up around Mildura, so I've been able to do a few stories and a few assignments up that way, which has been really good. It's different, obviously, to the Kimberley, but that rural regional lifestyle, it's fairly similar in that the sense of community and also just the amazing optimism people have even when they're faced with, the challenges of farming and living in small towns.
Fires, floods and bushfires.
That's right.
I notice on your website some beautiful photography. So you're not only a journalist and a writer, but you're also rather an accomplished photographer.
Yeah, as I said, getting my first gig as a small town newspaper journalist meant I had to be the photographer as well, because I don't have the funding for both. So,
but these aren't just point and snap photographs, Nathan. These are extraordinarily beautiful photographs, perfectly composed.
Well, yeah, I just, being 3,000 kilometres from Perth and the nearest sort of professional photographers that the newspaper had, because it was owned by the West Australian News Limited, it just meant I had to teach myself. So I suppose I sat down over months with books, and I feel a bit guilty at times because, to be honest, it's hard not to take a great photo in the Kimberley when you're surrounded by amazing landscapes and incredible light.
Yeah, you got a head start, didn't you, Nathan?
Yeah, I feel a bit guilty about that. But I suppose I just, you know, I made the most of it.
Just take the award and run.
That's right.
Nathan, where are you working now?
Well, as I said, I just got back from the Kimberley, working in Melbourne. And what I basically do is I do a lot of work for a magazine called R.M. Williams Outback, the clothing mob's publication arm.
Yep.
And that takes me sort of all over Australia. So at the moment, I'm working on some stories for them about some pubs that I visited on recent travels across the Nullarbor and the Eyre Peninsula.
Ah, the perfect job.
That's right.
Go and do me a story on the pubs on the Eyre Peninsula. Sure.
Yeah,
I'm there.
And some farmers from up actually in northern Victoria.
Yeah.
So, they'll be in the magazine over the next few months.
Nathan, well, it's been a delight talking to you, and thank you so much for giving us your time, and congratulations again on winning the Australian Star Prize for Rural Writing.
Yeah, thanks, Nicole.
Nathan Dyer, freelance journalist and bit of a superstar himself. He was awarded that by the Australian Council of Agricultural Journalists. It's 12 to 5 on ABC Victoria Statewide Drive. Dan Lonnie.